Last night we had the annual Knights of Columbus wine tasting event, and it was a very fun party. But there last night, a special guest of honor was Father Borski, who came to pass the torch to me. And it was a cool ceremony. It was a neat thing. And Father Borski said he's been trying to retire and pass the torch for 3 years. So it's good that we finally were able to make that connection last night. But I was thinking, as we were celebrating together as a parish family, and all of the good that Father Borski had done as our pastor, that for 50 years as a priest, in the last 17 years of his life, he gave everything he had to the Lord. He gave his whole livelihood so that he could serve you, the great people of St. Martha's. And so I'm preaching tonight with a heart full of gratitude for Father Borski and all that he did, and the example that he showed for us. And the same example that we had in the gospel today, the widow who comes into the temple, who was probably laughed at, who was probably made fun of because all she put in the collection was two little small coins. Everybody else was putting a lot of money in, a lot of gifts, and that's all she had was these two coins. And Jesus pointed out in the gospel, she gave more than everybody else because she gave everything she had. She gave her whole livelihood. And that makes us ask the question, are we giving everything we have to the Lord? Are we giving our absolute best to the Lord, or are we just simply giving Him what's left over? The widow in the first reading today, similarly, she gave all that she had. When Elijah came through the town and said, "Hey, ma'am, can you bake me something?" She said, "I don't have anything left. I have enough for one meal for me and my son, and that's going to be it." And Elijah says, "Trust God. Just make me a small cake," and she does. And what's left over is that she has enough oil and flour that never runs dry. The Lord tells us that if we give to Him our absolute best, if we give to Him out of our surplus, then our cup's never going to run dry. The Lord's going to make sure that we always have enough. So we have to be careful not to say, "I don't think I can do this. I can't give that because it's too much. It's too much of a sacrifice. It's too much that I'm giving." And the Lord says, "No, trust me. Be alert. Be aware. Be not afraid. Because you might be able to give all you can. You might be able to give your whole livelihood." One of the things that inspires me so much about the people here at St. Martha's is you. The people who give from their whole livelihood. You who give everything you have. I see it in the way that you parent your children. I see it in the way that many of you live out your marriages, that you give everything you have to your family. I see it in the way that you live out in your workplace, and the way that you make sacrifices so that you can give everything that you have. I see it here at the parish in the way that so many people give all that they have so that others can have as well. You know, we saw it last year during the hurricane with people giving their entire livelihood to help others. That's what the Lord calls us all to do all the time, to give what we have, to dig deep, to say, "This is the gift that I have." And so my challenge to you is, I'd ask you to look inside your lives, look inside your heart. What is it that you can do to give more? How can you give your entire livelihood? How can you sacrifice more so that the Lord can work more fully in your life? Is it financially? Can you give a little bit more? Is it by the gift of time? Can you give a little bit more to the church or to help out in some volunteer capacity? Can you give the Lord more in prayer? How can you dig a little bit deeper so that the Lord's love can pass through you to shine to the world? There's lots of ways we can do that, and the Lord invites us to look into our hearts. He invites us to be generous like the widows in the readings today, to give all that we have. Today in our country, in the United States, we're celebrating Veterans Day. We're celebrating the lives of those men and women who gave everything that they had to serve for freedom, for peace, for justice. We thank the Lord for the gift of our servicemen and women who continue to put their lives at risk to help others. We thank the Lord for their gift, their sacrifice. And we know that the Lord is the one who is the ultimate pinnacle of sacrifice. If we ever need to look to see who gave the most ever in their whole life, all we have to do is look at Jesus. He gave everything. He gave His blood. He gave His very last breath. He gave everything that He had. So we come before the Lord, looking at Him, gazing upon Him, asking Him to strengthen us, because He can give us the strength to dig a little bit deeper. He gave everything that we had, and He asked us to give everything that we have so that we can share what we have been given with those around us. Today in the second collection, we have an opportunity to dig a little bit deeper, to give to the second collection today, to help the poor, the needy in our area, to be able to pay their rent, to be able to make their bills, to be able to have a little bit of food on their table because they have nothing. We have the chance to give to the Black Bag Collection, to be generous, to give what we have, to help those who are in need. We ask the Lord today, as we continue to celebrate the sacred mysteries, to help us to not be afraid, to dig a little bit deeper, to go into our hearts and our souls and say, Lord, this is a little bit more than I can give You. If we are able to do that, the peace and the joy and the love will flow through us. And the peace and the joy of the love will be more abundant in the world because we're all given just a little bit more. We ask the Lord to help us to follow His example, His sacrifice of giving everything that He had so that we can live, so that we can have life, so that we can have freedom. We ask the Lord to allow us the same grace to follow His example, to share a little bit more of what we have so that His love may be known to more of the world.